Rab Shimon said, Ruya Lekoin Godo Metamalo. Who, what type of an Isha could a Kohen be Metama to a sister? Only if she's Roy, she's a Psula, Kohen Godo can marry her. But she ain't Ruya Lekoin Godo. If a Kohen Godo is not allowed to marry her, ain't Metamalo. Then who are the brother, the Kohen, cannot be Metama to such a sister? So over here, if she got a get, the Lacher is even a regular Kohen can't marry a Grusha. So Vada here, a Kohen cannot marry her. So if so, why does the brother of the Kohen be metamah to her? So Mar says, Shani Hosam, here is different, the Rebbe Rachmana Kroiva. Here there's a special posset that says the word Kroiva to teach us, that Kroiva is coming to include something. So it's saying, even though she was once married, Lamaisa, now she got a get, so now she's close back to the brother, so therefore the brother of the Kohen could be metamah to her. Even though true, a Kohen is not allowed to marry her, because she's a Grusha, but negaya to a brother, be metama to a sister, that's called kroiva now, now that you got a get, you could be metama to her. Fred Gemari, hachi, if so, muketzeitz nami, ribui, let's say the word kroiva means even a muketzeitz also maybe. Maybe even a muketzeitz, as long as she's not a real basula, through a man, it's just through an eitz, maybe a kohen, the brother, could be metama to her. So Gemara says, kroiva achas v'leishtayim. The word kroiva only means to include one. One and not two, like you want to include two different types of noshim. You want to say the kohen's sister. It's after the kohen can be metama when a sister dies. So we're saying a muketzeitz is no good because she's not a psula, she's a bula. And who are then if she got married, it's also no good. But you're telling me now the word kroiva comes to include something. So which two? So the question, we have two noshim. Maybe a muketzeitz and maybe an isha that was married and then got a get. So we're asking the question, Omar Rayas, how do we know which one yes and which one not? Like you're saying, both we can't include, because it only says one word of kroiva. So how do you know to include the case where your sister got married and then she got a get, maybe include that of the case where she's a muketzeitz? So Marin says, ho yisavod bo maisa, ho lo yisavod bo maisa. It's more of a svara that when your sister just got married to a man, since they did not have nesuyin, they did not live together at all, no mice happened to her yet. So she is still called a psula. The Torah says, that the kohen has the right to be metama to his own sister when she dies, that's only if she's a psula. So if she only got married kedushin, and then she got a get, lamaisa, she's still called a psula. No mice and no action happened to her body. That's why for her, the kohen could be metama. Mashenka, in the case of a muketzeitz, true, she didn't lose a psulim through a man, through a maisa bia, but la maisa, since a piece of wood, a stick, went into her there and broke a psulim, that's called a maisa was done to a body. So since a maisa was done to a body, that's not called anymore for la choseh psula. Therefore, from this word kroiva, it's more mistaver where your sister got married just with kedushin and then got a get, that's the case that it could be metama to her. But not by a muketzeitz. Delimor says, for Rabbi Yossi, midashavke labazuge, since Rabbi Yossi left over his bazuge, means the other mate. Rashi says, the other one he always talks with. Rashi says, the gabi muketzeitz. Rabbi Yossi left along Reb Shimon. For like Poli, they didn't argue. El Reb Shimon lechude. Reb Shimon is the only one that argues and says, your muketzeitz is also. Vishavke Rabbi Yossi, they have a bazuge by Arusa. Rabbi Yossi was the one that agreed to Reb Shimon that if your sister got married to somebody, even though they didn't have nesuyin, no bia, still you cannot be metama to her. So for that halacha, Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi both agreed. Now Reb Shimon said another chiddush, that if your sister is a muketzeitz, also the brother of the kohen cannot be metama to her. Reb Yossi does not say this. Michlal, the muketzeitz k'reb meya srirulei, le Reb Yossi de metama lo. Mashma Reb Yossi agrees that if the kohen's sister just became a muketzeitz, not through a man, just a stick went in there and broke up Zulim, that the Kayin, the brother, could be Matama to her. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So Mara says, as much as Rabbi Yossi, me the Shavka Labazuge, Mechlad al Muketzeitzka Meyathirulei. So Mara says, Minolei, how do we know this? How does Rabbi Yossi know to say this? Drashi the Doris Lender of Meya, Misha Vyosna Edeish. Like, how do we know this? How does Rabbi Yossi know to dash in this way? Like, Rameya dashins, it's only a day man. But according to Reb Shimon, since he holds when your sister got married, she's also so b'zoy kedushin alone asas her. How do we know by mukasay she could be matamatua? So Gemara says, For the words Mlahoisal Yish, Master, when is it no good? Only if she had Kedushin, she got married to somebody. But in Mukhetz 8, that she was not married to anybody, and she didn't lose a psulim through a man, there the Kohen could be Matamatur. For the Gemara of Yafikta Chodim Ilsa, we learned already one thing from Mlahoisal Yish. V'afikta chad, v'afikta, we used it as a drashi, l'Rabbi Yaisi loiti es arusa. Rabbi Yaisi used it to take out not an arusa. So we used the word already, milhoisa liish. So Marin says, chad milhoisa, v'chad milish. One from the word milhoisa, and then milish says milhoisa liish. So there's two drashis here. Drashi chad milhoisa loiti es arusa. That if your sister got married to a man just with Kedushin, the Kohen, the brother, cannot be Matamatua. Then it says, Mele'ish, Trash Lemishrei, Mukatzeitz, Shein Mukukeles Ayideish. The Pasuk says, Mele'hoiso Mele'ish. Mashman has to be ruined, she's only ruined through a man. If she had Bia through a man, then she's not called a Psula. But since it only happened through a Mukatzeitz, that's still called your sister the Psula, that when she dies, the brother, the Kohen, is allowed to be Matamatua. Now, Elov, what do we do with the word Elov? Kroy Velov, L'rabba Sabageris. That even if your sister is not 100% Pesula, she became a Bageris, she's 12 and a half already, that she's missing some of Absulim, still, that's enough of Absula that the Kohen, the brother, could be Matamatur. For the Gemara of Rab Shimon, Pesula, Pesula Shleima Mashma. I, Rab Shimon, before says, when the Torah says the word Pesula, it means a complete Pesulim. That she has to be a complete Pesula, not a Bageris. So Gemara says, time of the day of Shimon's time is Nami Hosam Mihocha. Shimon also over there learns it out from over here. Tadara Shachi Midelov. Here you need an extra posik saying Melov, Larabas Habageris, to include a Bageris. Michlal, the Bsula, Bsula Shlema Mashma. Mashma, when the Torah just says the word Bsula by itself, it means she has to be only an Ara and not a Bageris. A Bsula means she has Bsulam Shlemim. Nothing is missing yet. That's when she's 12 years old. But when she becomes 12 and a half years old, the Bageris, we said the Svarid is Kolu Besuleha, she's missing some of the Besulim. So over here, by a Kohen to be Matama to his sister is an extra word, Elov, Larabis this. Vashenka and by an Amon, by a Bula, the Kohen Godol, here the Torah doesn't have any Rebuyim. It says the Kohen has to marry a Besula. What's called a Besula? Besula Shleimim. And not a Bageris. Kohen cannot marry, a Kohen Godol cannot marry a Bageris. Rosh says, Tanya, we have a Shimon ben Yechoy Yoimim. Shimon ben Yechoy says, Giyoris, a Giyoris, a guy that became a Ger, became a Jew, Chusa mi bas shola sholem v'yoim echot, if she became a Jew, less than 3 years old, is k'sher v'lakuna. Even though she's a girl, for my sister she is mutter to a Kohen. A Kohen's allowed to marry her, she's not called a Zayna. Shinema, the Apostle says, the Rai, the Apostle of Amidbar, it says, V'chol ha-taf ba-noshim, Mishkav Zocher. Any Ishra that did not live with a man, you allowed to, by Midyon, you allowed to keep them. And Hach Yulachem, they could be for you. Then who's called Lachem? So the Marabare, Pinchas Simoim. Pinchas was amongst them. But since Pinchas was amongst them, Pinchas is a Kohen. Mashma, they're even Mutter to a Kohen. So Rashi says, Ksheru lakuna means lamachskin and like a zayna. Since they're less than 3 years old, we don't give them a din of a zayna. Yeah. So that's the right from this post. It says, v'chol ataf, ashelo yodu mishka zocha means some young girl that was less than 3 years old and did not have to do with, she's not roi lebiya, she is roi for kuna. When she becomes a ger, she becomes a Jew, even a kohen is allowed to marry her. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan that argue of Shimon and Kohen say no, a ger is always also to a Kohen. So what's Pshat the pasuk over here that says, it says, Hechyu Lachem? So Mura says, La'avadim L'shvachos. The Torah just meant there, those Midyonim, you could use them to be your slaves, but not that they're mutter to marry, like Pinchas, not let them marry them. For the Mori Yehochi, if that's all we're talking about, that they could become your slaves, Bas Asholah Shalom V'yemechonami, says, so even if the Goya is over 3 years old, and then she becomes a Ger, she becomes a Jew, she should also be mutter to be a Shivcha. Like if we're talking about the Kohen could marry her, so we say if she's Mizgayim after 3 years old, most probably they had Znus when they were Goyim, and therefore she has a shame zoyna, therefore she's also to a kohen. But if you tell him now it's only a question of being a she'evet, a shivcha, so what do I care, even if she's three or more, she should be muta to be our avodim, our shvachas. So Mar says, could the Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, the Rav Huna Ram, Rav Huna really asked him for stira. Rav Huna asked the kash like this. So Rashi says, could the Rav Huna, le motzis amrit, te baz gimul shonim, le makura hechiyu. The postvik is not talking about if the girls were over 3 years old. That's what the postvik says, hechiyu. You're allowed to keep them alive. It has to be that they're less than 3 years old. Why? Like Rav Huna asked the stira. The Rav Huna Ram, Rav Huna asked the kash in the psukim. Ksiv, one postvik says, Kol Isha, Yoidas Ishla Mishkav Zohar, Haroigu. Any Isha that had Znus, that for the Midyonim, you have to kill out. Ho'eno Yoidas, Kakaimoy. But if they don't have Znus, Mashmi, you're allowed to keep them. So Rashi is like this. The Rav Huna Rami, Isha Mashma Gedolo. Ho'kom Makro Yoidas Haroigu. Vishen Yoidas Hechyu. Michlal, the taf, the young children's, Loishinohochi, Hechyu. To smash me a what? That an older lady, if she had znus, you have to kill her. If not, not. Michlal, the taf, the young children, bein yodu, bein lo yodu, kaimu. Whether they had znus or not had znus, still you'll have to keep them alive. Uksiv, another post says no. V'chol ataf, banoshim, asher lo yodu, mishkav zohar, echiyu lechem. Even the young children, which one of the minyanim are you allowed to keep alive? Only the ones that did not have znus. Mashm, even a young child, if she had znus, she's also, there's no din lahachiyoy. To keep them alive, so it's a stira. So my answer is like this. Hetulachem, ho'yadi aroigu, mashm, if they had znus, even young children, you have to kill them. So who's a stira? So he answers like this, Rav Huna. Heviyoy me beruya liboy lakosa medaber. That the shayla is, if the ishu roi tav be or not. So Rashi says, Yoimer, midikosha krua dodi, akorchuk yoidas de krua vashelo yodu, lav yedi yamamish. It doesn't mean mamish di had znus or not. The im came le metatsa, the yuka de krua, that's a stira. Elo, what the pasuk means is, bruyali boil. If the ishu is old enough in order to be able to have beer. Hakosta medaber. To chol isha ruyale de haroigu. Any isha that's over 3 years old, once they're older than 3 years old, they're able to have znus, to have bia. Such a lady had to kill out. Mashenka the taf, the young ones that are not royal to have bia, less than 3 years old, those are the ones that hechi you're allowed to keep alive. The ashta mashm isha afilo taf bas gimel, the ruya leda, puleteda ka taf ben yoda ben la yoda hechi you, to have ruya kamishtoi kro, el hechi you, that's what the Torah says, you're allowed to keep them alive, is only if they're less than 3 years old, according to Rav Huna. Once the Midyanim were over 3 years old, they didn't want to kill them. But an Isha was less than 3 years old, you're allowed to kill, you're allowed to keep alive. So the Pasuk is talking about only 3 years old, that's the Shaila. Does the Pasuk mean Lochem that you're allowed to marry them? That's from Shimon ben Yochai's halacha. And the Rabbanim say, no, all they're meant to say is you're allowed to keep them alive, that they could be our slaves, our shvachos and avodim. But not that a kohen is allowed to marry them. Since Lamaisa, she's a geyeris, she has a shame zoner on her, a kohen is not allowed to marry her. But it says, Tanya Nami Yochav, we're learning about this also. The Pasuk says, V'chol isha yoidas ish. Any isha that knows a man. So idash, what it means to say is, beruyili boil akosu medaber. As long as she's 3 years old, that she's able to have znus, such a midyonis, the mitzvah was to kill her. Atuayim, you're telling me, beruyali boil, the apostle is talking about, that she's 3 years old, just that she's able to have znus. Or yeinu, maybe not, ela nivula mamish, maybe the apostle means mamish, that she was nivula, such an isha, you had to kill. But if she did not have znus, you don't have to kill her. Kishuayim, when the apostle says, v'chol hataf banoshim, ashelo yodu mishkav zocher, even the young children, that if they did, if they did not have znush, you let keep them alive. Says Rav Huna Stira. First, smash one of the old ones. But the young ones, no matter what, you let keep alive. And here it says, no, even the young ones, only if they did not have znus. Have you, how do you have to answer the Stira in the Psukim? Like Rav Huna asks, you have to answer, Beruya libur lakosu medaber. That the Pasuk does not mean a gedolah or a ketana. It means to say if the isha is over 3 years old, that she's able to have a biyah, to have znus, then you had to kill her. But if she's less than 3 years old, that's the type of an isha the Torah said you're allowed to keep alive. But the Gemara mino yadi. Yes, now the Gemara's kasha stam mino yadi. Like the Chumash, this not the kasha is, how do we know how old they were? How do we know if they're able to have znus or not? Like we're saying now, you have to kill them even if they're over 3 years and they're able to have znus. How do we know how old they were? Omer Rav Huna bar Bizno, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido Hevirom lefnei atzitz. What they used to do is bring each girl in front of the tzitz, in front of the Kohen Gadol when they're wearing his tzitz. In front of the tzitz, they used to bring each one. Now, kol shepnei marikois, any one girl that her face became red, marikois, Rashi Nesoi was a nace. Is bidua, she really boiled. You know that she was 3 years old, she's roya tavbiya. Kol shein pnei marikois, so the face does not change colors. Is bidua, sheina really boiled. You know she was not, she's less than three, she was not able to have bia. So that's how we know which isha we had to kill out, which were not. His pashto was a nest there, that they went in front of the tzitz, when their faces changed colors, they were three. If their faces did not change colors, they're less than three. All right, turn. Yeah. Right. And Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Simin li Aveira Hadrukin. A simin for the Aveira is Alamol Hadrukin. Rashi says, Pineim shall Ovri Aveira Marikin. Means their faces change colors. That's for Chlal Stamarai that the person is the Baal Aveira, he has Nus. He Yotzi B'dovel like this also, Atom Yisei, the Apostle says in Shoftim. Vayimtsu Miyoshve Yovish, Gilod, Arba Meyos Nara Besula, Arshila Yoda Ish, Lemishkav Zocha. That they found there 400 ladies from Yavish Gilad that did not live with a man yet. That's what the pasuk says. For the Gemara Mino Yadi, how did they know this? How did they know that these ladies didn't live with any man yet? Omer Rav Kana says, Hoishiva ma pnei chovius shoyayin. What they did there was they put them on top of a barrel of wine. Bula, if the Isha did have znus with a man or live with a man, Recha Noidiv. Like a mushroom, the smell went straight through her body, went through the mokum. Since she's like a bula ready, it's open there, the reich went straight through her. The smell of the wine went straight up through her mouth. Psula, mashenka, fear psulin, that they were closed there in the bottom, is ein reich anoidif. Then the reich did not go through. For the Gemara of an Avrin lefnei tzitz, what did they have to do this for? Why didn't they do the same thing they did by Nidjon? Why didn't they bring them in front of a tzitz? Amar Rav Kana, Bred Rav Nosin, Lerotzen Lehem Ksiv. The tzitz is a rotzen, does good for Klal Yisrael. Lerotzen Vel Leperonis. Could you only use the tzitz for Lerotzen to do good for Klal Yisrael for Kapora, and not to use the tzitz to give Peronis? Like over here, we wanted to know which ones was a bull or not. So Rashi says by, Mayan Sheyavish Gilad, should be May Plegash Begiva. Shenergo Kol An Sheyavish Gilad. Lefi Shaloi Hoy, Shaloi Boy Lilochim, Mesheva Binyamin. Kisharachim. They let alive all that did not have beer yet. And they gave him for the leftover ones of Binyamin. But it was a question was, should we kill the ladies or not? So merely you can't use the tzitz to tell which lady had beer ready that you do kill, and which lady you did not have beer yet you should not kill. So we can't use the tzitz to tell us how to give punishments. If so, it's kasha before. The Midyanami. We say now by the Noshim of Midyan, how do we know who was 3 years old or less? We use the tzitz. So you see, you do use the tzitz to tell to give Peronius to kill them or not. So the Marin says, Amar Rav Ashi, Lohem Ksiv. Lohem Lerotzen, Vlo Leperonius. Who do we use the tzitz only for the good and not for bad? That's only Lohem for Yisrael. By Chal Yisrael, the tzitz is only for the good. Samela by Shevet bin Yamadeh, Meyesh Gilad, they could use the tzitz to give punishments to Klai Yisrael. Ma'ashenkun Elev de Kechavim, but to use the tzitz for Goyim, Afil Leperonis. You're allowed to use the tzitz even to give punishments. So Ma'ashen by the Midyon, there was a shara to kill out the Midyonim that were Goyim. There you could use the tzitz to find out which girl was over three to be able to kill them. Fait Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha Kershun ben Yechoi. He passed on the Shum ben Yechoi that a Giyuris, if she was a Mizgayer less than 3 years old, or Kreina's Lada Maria, she's Mutalakuna. Oh, Malay Rab Zeil Rab Yaakov Baridi, Beferish Shmilacho, or Mnechola Shmilacho. How did you hear this from Shum ben Yechoi? Did you hear it clearly, or did you only hear it from a Klal? How did you hear it? So Gemara says, my Klala, in other words, Klala means, like maybe we could argue, it's not a real good Mashmois. He said, my klala, what would be your mistake? Where did you think you could hear it from only a klal? Rashi says, im klala, the shama minay milsa, the daikas minay, the srila kam shimin. So my klala, miyay the klal hoylalaymer. From which general rule that he said, do you take this out from? That halachas kashim min yechoy. So the Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, because Rabbi Shur ben Levi said like this, Ir achas hoysa b'Eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael. Shekoro le'irur. That there was an irur. Rashi lifso mishpachas ir. That there was an irur, a rumor going around that the people in that ir, there were psul and lakuna. There was a mamzerim there. There was a psul, a rumor going around. Vishoga Rebbe as Rebbe Rumnis. So Rebbe said Rebbe Rumnis. Ubotka, he checked out the city to see if the rumor is true or not. Umotzebo baski yeris. Chusimi ba sholoshon of yemechot. Viechshiru Rebbe Lakuna. He found out the whole rumor was that a Koyan married a Giyuris, and the Maisa, she was less than 3 years old when she was Mizgayer. So Rebbe was Machshel Lakuna. Rebbe said she's Mutta. So who is a riot to Reb Shimon Yechoy? Omalei said back, you know, Beferish Shmirli. No, I did not only hear it from this Maisa, but I heard of Beferish that Rebbe Yaakov Bar Idi Paskin and said, that Rabbi Shur ben Levi said clearly, Halach Kashim ben Yechoy. Fred Gemar V Miklol Amai, like what would be so wrong if he didn't hear it Beferish? He only understood from this klal. Look, it's a good raya from this case over here. That the case was she was less than 3 if she was a ger, that he was Mata Lakuna. What's wrong for bringing a proof from over here? So Gemara says, Dilma Shani Hosam, Hoyo V'insav Insav. Maybe over here it's better. Since the Maisa, the Kohen already married the Gyeris, since he already married her, maybe here he said he doesn't have to give her a get. So a lot of stay together. But maybe Lechatchila though, a Kohen should not marry a Gyeris. So from over here you wouldn't have any raya. Rav Rebbe Yechon the Amar Tavaya, they both say, by Geras, Mukatseitz, La Yisa. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bageras, because he has to marry a Psula. He's not allowed to marry a Mukatseitz, because she's not called a Psula. But Fiyam Nosu Nosui, but the Maisa, the Kohen Gadol married her, once he married her, he's allowed to stay married to her. So maybe here also, maybe a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Geras, even less than 3. But if he married her, he's allowed to stay married to her. So Mar says, no, Hochi Ashtad is no Kasha. Bishleima, it's all good, Hossam, on these cases of Muketzeitz and a Bageris, because the Svara is, Seifel Leah's Bageris Tachtov. Even if the Kohen Gadol will marry her when she's a Nara, Lamaisa, she eventually is going to become a Bageris. A Nara is 12 years old, a Bageris, which is 12 and a half. So eventually she's going to be a Bageris Tachtov, and then she'll be Mutter, so now also he's allowed to stay married to her. The same thing, Seifel Leah's Vula Tachtov. Even if she's a Muketzeitz, like so what? Even if the Kohen Gadol would marry a Nara, Lamaisa, he would make her into a Bula. So Muketzeitz is not worse than that. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to her. But Hocher over here, on the Tzad to say that a Goy is called the Zoyna. See, even if she's Mizgaya, she's called the Zoyna. If she's called the Zoyna, and the Kohen is also to marry her, even if he marries her, how could he stay married to her? Hocher, Seifuli, a Zoyna, Tachtov. Is there any svar to say that if you would have married a mutadik isha, eventually she'll become a zayna? We don't say that. If you married a good isha, she doesn't become a zayna. So we hear that maybe she's called a zayna, and the kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. Pshit, even if he married her, he would have to give her a get and get rid of her. So the chur, it's a good raya here. That since Rebbe was matter them to stay married, it's a raya that he owes a kashim ben yichoi, that a giyar is pchusim ibas gimel, is mutalakuna. Rav Safra Masnin Lol Maklola. Rav Safra said that Rav Shur ben Levi only said over from a klal. The kashule, and he asked this kash, how do you know it? Well, Mishana Lehoch, and he gave this answer, it's a good raya. You can't ask any questions over here. Because if she would have been a din zoyna, Avada the Kohen is not allowed to stay married to her. He would have to give her a get. But since the Paschanir is allowed to stay married to her, it's a raya the Holy Gashur ben Yechoy. First says, Ahu Kahano, the answer, Giyaris, Kusim Bashala Shanov Yemechet. Happened once that a Kohen married a Giyaris, that was Mizgayah, she became a Jew, when she was less than 3 years old. Omalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. And Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, My hai, like what's going on here? Like how come you got married? Omalei, the Yomer Rabbi Yaakov Ari, the Yomer Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, halacha Shimon ben Yochai, like what's wrong? We've already said the psakas like Shimon ben Yochai that you are allowed to marry a geiris chusim ibas gimel. A kain is mutter to her. A Malay, so he answered like this: Zil apik. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said back to him, no, get rid of her. Zil apik. Give her a get. V'loy, and if you don't give her a get, ma'afikna l'chor Rav Yaakov Aridim yonecha. Like, I'll take out the name of Yaakov Aridi from your ears. In other words, you want to be Salamich on him? No. I want to tell you that Lochra is not like him. That you're not allowed to marry Gioris, even though she's Chusim Bas Gimel. So therefore, he paskin Zilapik, you have to give her a get. Rashi says, Kleima, Mishamtina l'cho v'teipik akorcho. If you're not going to listen to me, I'll put you into Shamtu, into Nidui, and I'll give you a curse, and you'll have to get rid of her. Tani will learn like this. V'chein hoyer Shimon ben Yochai yoyner. If Shimon ben Yochai said another halacha. First halacha was that a gyuris, if she's pachas mi bas gimel, she's mutter to a kohen. The second halacha Shimon ben Yochai said,